This is KRA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The sixth-floor museum at Dealey Plaza is marking its 30th anniversary with a concert. When the museum opened in 1989, the composer was 1 year old. But despite his age, Jesus Martinez has a deep connection to late President John F. Kennedy. Growing up in South Texas, Jesus Martinez heard a lot about JFK. His mom was a huge fan of the late president and his wife. She read the book Letters to Jackie, Condolences from a Grieving Nation, and even named Jesus's sister Jacqueline.
If you go down to the Rio Grande Valley, you talk about President Kennedy and people almost kind of immortalize him. They love him. And a lot of people weren't even alive around that time.
So Martinez couldn't exactly say no when the Sixth Floor Museum approached him about composing a piece for the museum's 30th anniversary. CEO Nicola Longford wanted something that would draw a younger crowd. The idea thrilled Martinez and amped up the pressure.
I felt it was necessary for me, who is a non-rememberer, was born 24 years after the event, to sort of mimic some of the ideas that was going on, some of the chaos that was going on.
That's the start of the piece titled The Sixth Floor. It's arranged in three movements: Sniper's Perch, A Nation in Crisis, and The Legacy.
Part of the work is meant to be very programmatic and very vivid, as well as going through the course of mourning, and then lastly, ending in a very hopeful sense to hopefully inspire newer generations.
CEO Longford says 3 decades after the museum opened, it continues to attract people from all over the world. She'd like to see more middle and high school students come to the museum. She also wants visitors to understand that the sixth floor isn't stuck in 1963, when Kennedy was shot and killed by Lee Harvey Oswald.
First, when we opened 30 years ago, there was a great deal of sensitivity and some ambivalence as to why we were doing this and who we were going to serve, and certainly not to continue after 30 years.
Martinez wrote the piece for the Julius Quartet. The young musicians are the ensemble in residence at SMU's Meadows School of the Arts. Longford says the piece's power comes from a collaboration between musicians who weren't even born when Kennedy was killed.
Jesus's piece, his composition, really was very thoughtful and reflective and just marvelous that a young person was sophisticated in taking a delicate piece of history and crafting it into something inspiring.
The description not just applies to the music, but to the sixth floor itself. Stella Chavez, KERA News.